Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 11th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall, back from a few days away at WWDC in San Jose. First up today, new software updates. Apple released the second beta versions of iOS and tvOS 11.4.1 and macOS 10.13.6, each version containing bug fixes to current software, but no new features. For the feature-packed iOS 12 and macOS Mojave betas, we typically see second developer betas around 15 days after the first beta. And for watchOS 5 beta, Apple has released a new build for developers to test on Apple Watch. Apple had pulled the watch beta last Monday after some developers reported being unable to update. The new build is available for developers who haven't updated yet, as well as developers on the previous watchOS 5 build. And in app news, Snapchat has updated its messaging app with the ability to delete messages after they're sent. Messages are already ephemeral and disappear moments after they're read, but now users will be able to pull back messages that were sent before they've been read. The receiver is notified, but can't see what's been deleted if the message hasn't been opened yet. And in select Apple stores, Apple has introduced custom store displays for its new Pride Edition band. The special store displays feature Apple Watches, all with the new Pride band, under glass next to a rainbow-colored Apple logo. The special displays are featured in 13 different Apple stores around the world this month. And also on the site today, we go hands-on with HomeKit and Apple's Home app for macOS, including some of its limitations compared to the iOS version. And if you haven't listened yet, Benjamin Mayo and I go through Apple's WWDC 2018 keynote for nearly 3 hours on this week's 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour podcast. Check it out if you want to hear a deep dive of Apple's keynote last week. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his latest Making the Grade column.
Yeah, so this week I thought a lot about ARKit 2.0 and its implications for the classroom. And I've kind of come full circle in this. When ARKit was first announced, I had trouble kind of seeing the long-term vision there in education. You know, we've had some of these apps in the past. There's a popular one called Leaf Snap, which allows you to kind of take your iPad outside and take pictures of leaves and you can identify them. And then I started thinking more about like, what does this look like in 5 to 10 years? Because a lot of these developer APIs, like, you don't always see the benefits day one. And I realized that ARKit, it really is essential to Apple's long-term strengths in the classroom, because this uniquely takes advantage of the iPad's form factor, the camera on the back. And these are things that like a Chromebook just doesn't have. And then I started thinking about the persistent AR, where you can start something and save it and bring it back later, and start thinking about the file format. And you're starting to see this coming together, because I think for AR to take off in the classroom, it's got to become more than just an app, and it's got to be something that curriculum builders can build around. And with the standard file format that Apple's working with Pixar on, and Adobe is working with as well, I think we're seeing the building blocks of some pretty cool experiences that are going to be coming down the pike in the coming years. So I'm really excited about it now. I think ARKit 2.0 is going to be a great first step into building some really great classroom experiences, hopefully out of the classroom experiences, as kids can go outside and do things. And again, I think this is Apple's kind of silver bullet for the classroom, because it can allow you to do things that you're just not possible on, a Chromebook.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.